From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military and political leaders were to meet Monday in Ankara with the top U.S. military commander and the first direct talk since last month's failed coup. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, is to meet with the Turkish chief of staff and the nation's prime minister in the Turkish capital. This comes as Turkish forces detained 11 soldiers early today who are suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. With nearly 20,000 people detained and arrests continuing, 29 journalists have been imprisoned since the coup, and arrest warrants have been issued for dozens more. The audio you hear is the sound of bystanders around a Russian military helicopter that was shut down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the transport helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo and that the dead included two officers and three crew members. The Syrian government said Sunday, meanwhile, that it is ready to resume UN-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. A Taliban truck bomb blasted through a hotel for foreigners in Kabul Monday that resulted in a 7-hour gun and grenade assault. The guests and staff of the Northgate Hotel escaped unharmed. However, one policeman was killed after the truck bomber paved the way for two other armed insurgents to enter the heavily guarded facility near Kabul Airport. The powerful bombing rocked much of the Afghan capital. This is VOA News. Two men belonging to the Hazara community, a Shiite minority group, were gunned down Monday as they returned home from a fruit market in Quetta, Pakistan. Ghulam Nabi and Muhammad Nabi were both residents of Umdar Road, an area dominated by the Hazara population. The Jamatur Atur group of the Pakistani Taliban, meanwhile, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, warns that 77 million babies deprived of mother's milk within the first crucial hours after birth are at great risk of dying within a month. To mark World Breastfeeding Week, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are calling for newborns to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund says newborns should be breastfed within the first hour of life. This provides them with the essential nutrients, antibodies, and skin-to-skin contact with their mother that protects them from disease and death. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization says this message is slow in getting through. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says new mothers are not receiving the support and encouragement they need to breastfeed their babies.
The slogan this year is breastfeed anywhere, anytime, because it's also, as I said, the role of society to make this possible for mothers who want to breastfeed.
Progress in getting more newborns breastfed within the first hour of life has been slow over the past 15 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Members of Taiwan's indigenous community met with President Tsai Ing-wen Monday as she made a landmark apology for centuries of suffering, including the loss of ancestral lands. Tsai is the island's first leader with Aboriginal heritage. She will personally head a committee to investigate past injustices as part of the government's efforts to ease tensions with the native community. In her comments, she said that to view various past incidents of injustice as a matter of course or to view the sufferings of other ethnicities is a concept we're trying to change and to reverse. Hong Kong, meanwhile, hunkered down Monday as Typhoon Nida swirled towards the coast of southern China as more than 100 flights were canceled and schools closed. Authorities are expected to raise a T8 storm signal. That's the third highest as the storm comes closer with winds up to 120 kilometers per hour. Flights have been canceled for about 16 hours. A 12-year-old boy has died in an anthrax outbreak in a remote far northern Russia, while dozens have been hospitalized on suspicion of infection, according to the region's governor Monday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.